We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Thursday afternoon, and in the midst of all that we are dealing with, we still have to be aware of what's going on the borders, perhaps now more than ever. We have to be aware of illness that could be coming across the border. Tom Homan, as you know, has really, in my opinion, been one of the foremost voices when it comes to enforcing the law appropriately. He was a police officer, a Border Patrol agent, special agent, and as you know, he wound up as the director of ICE. And I'm thrilled to say that Tom is joining us this afternoon. Tom, thanks for being here.
And thank you for having me.
Yeah, it's been a while since we chatted with you, and in that time, apparently, you wrote a book, Defend the Border and Save Lives. Tell me a little bit about that.
Well, I wrote the book, just came out 2 days ago. I wrote the book because, frankly, I got sick and tired of the false narrative out there about ICE and the Border Patrol and illegal immigration.
Yeah.
You know, I spent, 34 years doing this job, and I've seen some terrible, terrible things in my history, in my 34 years. I've investigated some of the worst crimes you can imagine, and I want people to understand illegal immigration is not a victimless crime. There's a terrible underbelly to this with the cartels and what's happened, behind the scenes, and I want to pull that curtain back to show people this is why I'm so passionate about immigration enforcement, and this is why the American people need to force Congress to deal with this issue once and for all. We can secure this border. Yeah. The president's already made a huge, huge stride to that by himself with no help from Congress, no help from the courts. So we can fix this, and we can save lives in the process. That's why I wrote the book, Defend the Border and Save Lives.
Let's start with the idea that some have that this is a victimless crime, because that is just pounded on a regular basis, and we are told, gosh, these are people who simply want to live a better life, they want to pursue the American dream, and were it not for this terrible morass of paperwork, they would have played by the rules. And now that they're here, my gosh, they're living in the shadows, even though they're contributing to society. Go ahead and dismantle some.
Well, look,
of that,
I can't blame anybody in this world that wants to be part of the greatest country on earth, the United States. But you can't want to be a part of the greatest country on earth and not respect our laws, because our country is a nation of laws. And for those people that come across illegally, they're cheating the system. This is the most welcoming country in the world. We bring more legal immigrants and refugees in this country than any country in the world. Mm-hmm. So we have a very generous system. But look, it's not a victimless crime. When people have to come to this country legally, they hire smugglers. And smugglers cannot operate on the southwest border without paying off the cartels. The cartels have certain plazas, and you got to pay a plaza fee to operate within that plaza. And during this latest crisis, the cartels are actually making the decisions where to send large family groups across the border and what time to send these groups across the border, because that will tie the Border Patrol assets up so they can move their drugs and their bad people that don't want to get caught to another area. And the president recognized this, because at the height of the surge, the Border Patrol reported 50 to 60% of their officers were no longer on the line. They were changing diapers, making baby formula, making hospital runs, which means with the half Border Patrol agents off the line, our nation's vulnerable to terrorism. Look, if you're somebody in this world who wants to blow something up in this country, it's almost impossible to get a plane ticket to come here now because of the database checks after 9/11. It's almost impossible to get a visa now because of all the various database checks. You're going to come illegally like 12, 20 million others did, especially when the border's half guarded because of the crisis.
Wow.
So, you know, people need to understand it's just not illegal immigration. There's a whole lot more to it. The more vulnerable our border is, the more vulnerable we are to another terrorism attack. Look, 60,000 Americans died of overdose death sites from opioids that come across the southwest border.
Right.
So the president recognized 60,000 American deaths, cartels making millions of dollars, borders half-guarded. We're susceptible for any terrorist walk across this border. He claimed that he claimed the national emergency.
Yeah.
And, you know, just before this pandemic hit, the illegal immigration down 75%. 75% down because of this president. So let me ask you this question. How many overdose deaths did not occur because less drugs are coming across that border? How many women were not raped? Because Doctor Rob Borders say 31% of women get raped making that journey. How many women didn't get raped? How many children didn't die? How many overdoses didn't happen? How many millions of dollars did the cartels not make? This president has done the right thing. I support him 100%, and I talk about the president a lot in my book. He was a game changer, a huge game changer.
Tom Homan is joining us. Tom has spent 34 years a career law enforcement officer, winds up as the director of ICE. New book is called Defend the Border and Save Lives. Tom, when did this become such a partisan issue? It seems to me that securing the border should be one of the few things that everybody agrees on.
Well, they used to.
Yeah.
You know, many Democrats, Pelosi, Schumer, Hillary Clinton, even when Bill Clinton was president, he talked about securing his border. The Democrats voted for border barriers. It wasn't until Donald Trump became president. Because they hate this man. They want to see this man fail. The number one campaign promise to American people, they're doing everything they can to undermine him. This isn't like you said it in your first statement. It doesn't matter if you're Republican, a Democrat, independent. There's no downside in securing our nation's border. There's no downside unless illegal immigration. There's no downside unless illegal drugs. There's no downside unless women being raped. There's no downside on children not dying.
Yeah.
There's no downside. So the only thing that can be is they hate this president more than they love their country. They want to secure this border. This is politics. This is about 2020.
Wow. Wow. With the exception of a new president, whether that is after Donald Trump is reelected or after Donald Trump is defeated, with the exception of that, is there any way to address this while this president is in office?
Yes, look, this president, like I said, he's got the numbers down 75% because things he's done. He's made deals and, you know, with Mexico, Guatemala, mm-hmm. El Salvador. He's building that wall. You know, he's instilled a sense of pride back in the Border Patrol and ICE because they weren't allowed to do their jobs in the last administration. This president done a lot. But look, if Mexico decides to stop helping us, we're in trouble again. So, look, this is Congress. Congress needs to fix the loopholes. There's three simple loopholes they could fix that could do it in a day. And fix it and shut it down. So it's up to people. That's why I'm doing these radio shows. That's why I wrote a book. That's why I'm on Fox News all the time. I'm trying to educate the American people how important this is. So you need to hold your congressmen, your senators accountable. You know, the last hearing I did, I told a female congressman that she works for me. And that's something Congress forgot. They're up there in their ivory castle. They don't think they're accountable to the American people, and they are. So I wrote this book because I can't explain this issue on a 10-minute radio show or a 4 or 5 minute Fox set.
Mm-hmm.
So I spent time writing the book, hoping to educate those who don't understand. And look, even the ones that don't hate me, if you read the book, you may not like me, but you're going to understand me. You're going to understand why I'm so passionate about this. You're going to understand and hear the things and the tragedies and the terrible things I've witnessed in my career. The terrible investigations I've done in my career to understand why is Homan angry at this issue? Why is he so passionate about this issue? Because I've seen the worst in humanity, and no one knows about it. So let's pull that curtain back and talk about the underbelly of illegal immigration. So maybe you'll join in the fight to hold your congressman, you know, accountable to fix this issue because it can be fixed.
Tom Holman joining us, former director of ICE, spent his professional career really trying to secure this nation, protect people. Starts as a small town police officer, as I remember, winds up as the director of ICE. Tom, do you mind sharing one or two of those stories so that when, because there are going to be people that say, oh, you know, that Holman character, he's just out there, he's campaigning for Trump, blah, 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 I don't want to hear anymore. But Tom Holman is out there, you're holding small children that have been abused. You're trying to console women who have been raped on that border.
And that was one of the, you know, one of the famous YouTube moments where me and the congressman from Michigan got into a shouting match, which he accused me of not caring about children, dying children, unless they're the color of my children, which basically said I don't care about any child that isn't white, yeah. which I erupted at and I lost my temper at, because I've held dying children in my career. And I've, you know, you're right. I grew up in a small town, about 2,500 people. And in fast forward a few years, I'm standing in the back of a tractor trailer with 19 dead people at my feet, including a five-year-old little boy, and they all suffocated death, the worst death you can imagine. It was 100, the coroner figures 178 degrees in that steel box, the back of that tractor trailer. They're crammed so much in there, they couldn't lay down. It was standing room only, and you'd even die standing because there wasn't room to fall. When a guy like me in a small town gets in the back of that tractor trailer and sees 19 dead people at my feet, it scars you for life. It makes you fight harder. I mean, when the criminal photographer showed up, I told him to take a picture of everybody, especially that little boy, because I want to show every juror that picture, and I want to show the judge that picture. I want to show every agent working this case that picture, because I wanted people to understand what a trick. This wasn't alien smuggling. This was mass murder. And I wanted to show the picture of that little boy and how he suffered. Mm-hmm. And we call the operation No Mercy, because I wanted no mercy for the people behind this tragedy. And I was in Phoenix, Arizona, during Operation Ice Storm, where people, if they couldn't pay their smuggling fees because the smuggler would double the fees, they torture them. They kill them. They call the relatives and or demand twice the money. Relatives couldn't afford it. So they hold the phone out while they torture their mother, their father, their brother, their sister until they came up with the money. I mean, I remember one alien could not pay his smoking fees. The family couldn't afford it. They killed him. They stabbed him in the face 22 times. These are ruthless people, and these are things I've seen. I've investigated. These aren't stories. These aren't rumors. These are things I saw. The Border Patrol finding dead bodies on the trail that smugglers left because they're too weak or sick. They couldn't make it. So rather than calling for help, they simply left them there to die because they weren't worth anything anymore. They weren't going to get paid for that person anymore. These are the type of stories I talk about in my book. This is the underbelly of, look, illegal immigration is not a victimless crime. People think, oh, they're coming to get better life, getting a job, supporting their family. No, that's a small part of the truth, but there's a whole underbelly that you don't understand. In this book, I pull that curtain back. And you're right. I love this president. I've worked for six presidents. I respect each and every one of them because they're the president of the United States elected by American people. You have to respect the office. Right. But I'm saying right now, every president talked the talk, but no president walked the walk like President Trump has. He has been a game changer in immigration enforcement, and we need him for another 4 years.
Defend the Border and Save Lives. That is the latest book by Tom Holman, former director of ICE. Tom, before I let you go, and I so appreciate you making time for us again, can you quickly address the change in morale for members of the Border Patrol, members of ICE, over the last few years?
Well, when President Trump became president, he nominated me as ICE director. I can tell you, in the first 60 days, the ICE morale was at an all-time high. Never been higher. And why is that? Because we had a president. He didn't make a lot of changes. He just came and said, look, and he wrote executive action. Let me tell you something. I told the president, I talked to him quite often. I said, you didn't have to write all these words. You could have just said it in one sentence. You will now enforce the law on the books. You will now uphold the oath you took that we weren't allowed to do for the 8 years before him. So he basically let the law enforcement officers uphold their oath and enforce the law. The morale went sky high. Now, of course, the Democratic leadership attacks them. They call them Nazis, and they run concentration camps. And they're, you know, I've been called a bigot and a racist and all kinds of dirty names. And they got to put up with that, but that's not going to stop them getting up every day, strapping that gun to their hip and serving their nation. The bad thing is the families, the spouses and the children of these Border Patrol agents and ICE agents. They get bullied at school and churches because of what their parents do, all because of the false narrative being pushed by Democratic leadership. So, look, they're not going to break the spirit of these border patrol agents. Even with this COVID-19 going on, they can't quarantine at home. They can't hide in their home. They're out there standing on that front line, taking whatever comes at them and having to deal with it. And so, you know, God bless them. They're American patriots, and I'll support the Border Patrol and ICE until the day I die, because I was one of them Border Patrol agents. I was a special agent. I was the first ICE director that came up to the ranks. I understand exactly what I asked them to do every day because I did it myself. And I'm never going to turn my back on these men and women. They're American patriots.
Absolutely. Tom, where's the best way for folks to get Defend the Border and Save Lives?
Look, you can get it on Amazon. It's available on Amazon or any major bookstore or online. You can also go, there's a website they created. It's at tomholmanspeaks.com. You can go on there and join my mailing list, and you can also order a book there, and it gives you a list of vendors, Amazon and somebody else's. You don't order it through me, you order it through the bookstores, but tomholmanspeaks.com there, or just go to Amazon or any, you know, Barnes & Noble, they all have it. It's been released for 2 days, so I never wrote a book before. I'm still not an author. I'm a cop that wrote down what I saw and what I feel and how we can fix it.
Yeah, well, you are an American hero as well. Tom, thank you so much for being
with us. All right, sir, thank you.
Absolutely. That is Tom Holman, former ICE director. Defend Our Borders, Save Lives. This is his first book, and as he says, he's not an author. Well, I got news for you. You read that book, you'll realize he wrote one hell of a book. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.